Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Silva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. All four teams competing in the conference championship game Sunday have at least 13 combined regular season and postseason wins. Now, that's the first time we've seen that since 2015. In the AFC title game, of course, the big story is the health of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. He's awaiting clearance from the league concussion protocol. But the Super Bowl MVP was able to practice yesterday on a limited basis. Here's his head coach, Shane Reed, with a further status update.
He took all the snaps and, he feels good. So, I mean, we're just going to follow this protocol as close as we possibly can.
Mahomes wasn't the only player Kansas City saw return to practice. Rookie running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire and wide receiver Sammy Watkins both got some limited work in after injuries kept them out of last week's divisional round win versus Cleveland. All right, as for Bills starting quarterback Josh Allen, he threw for 122 yards when Buffalo played the Chiefs back in Week 6. That was his fewest passing yards in a game this season. Allen saying he can learn from that disappointing performance in the 26-17 loss.
They showed a couple different things on defense and stuff we probably weren't expecting, and I think we've gotten a lot better since that game. They can say the same thing, and it's just two good teams that are going to go out there and compete, and it's going to be a four-quarter dogfight, and we know that, we understand that. We got to do everything in our power to, like I said, put our best foot forward.
Turning our attention to the NFC title game now. Tom Brady leading his Bucks into Green Bay Sunday as the NFL's all-time postseason leader in starts with 43. And wins 32. One of those W's came at the expense of Packers head coach Matt LaFleur in Super Bowl 51, when LaFleur was an assistant for Atlanta when they lost in overtime to the Patriots, and you know the rest of the story there. Green Bay's head coach also suffering a 28-point loss to Brady back in Week 6, so he's seen firsthand how good TB12 is.
We are fully aware of just how dangerous and how explosive this football team can be. I want to say they've come back, I know, from at least four double-digit deficits. And, Tom's been doing it a long time, leading his teams back. Like I mentioned, it was part of that Super Bowl where they came back. And it's the mentality is, one play at a time. That's how we always take it. But you can't relax, especially when you get against great teams. You can't relax for one second. You can't take anything for granted. And you got to continue to have that mindset that the score is 0-0 regardless of whatever the score may be.
Bucks head coach Bruce Arians is one win away from becoming the first squad to play in a Super Bowl in that team's home stadium. But BA is cautioning his players not to look too far ahead in the future.
Yeah, we don't play that game this week. That's the message to everybody. We play the Packers in the NFC Championship game. You start thinking about the Super Bowl, get your feet and be packing your bags on Monday.
Looking ahead at head coaching news now, Detroit made it official yesterday, signing former Saints assistant Dan Campbell to a 6-year contract to be their next head coach. He played 10 seasons in the NFL as a tight end with the Giants, Cowboys, and the Lions back in 2015, where he was the interim head coach for Miami. The Dolphins won 5 of the last 12 games with Campbell at the helm. He says he's excited and ready to, quote, put Motown back on the map. And 8-time Pro Bowl quarterback Phillip Rivers announcing his retirement Wednesday after a 17-year career. Rivers telling Kevin Acey of the San Diego Union-Tribune, quote, it's just time, it's just right. Rivers finishing with the 5th most passing yards, touchdown passes, and completions in NFL history, and of course, we'll miss all that trash talking. Well, be sure to catch Good Morning Football as Kay and the guys will be joined by Bills owner and president Kim Pegula ahead of Sunday's AFC Championship game. That's this morning from 7 to 10 Eastern. We'll see you then. I'm Will Silva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Have a great day, everybody.